As a charge nurse, you can be a confident and dynamic leader who supports the nursing team and guides their patient care. Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program equips you with strategies that prepare you to manage the ever-changing realities of healthcare while maintaining focus on family support and patient outcomes. What do you think making a difference in healthcare looks like? GCU offers over 250 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this fourth day of May 2022. And tonight we have the mighty Andrew as our board
Good
engineer.
Good evening, Pastor.
And we have way out yonder that Missouri parson, Joe Larson. Joe Larson.
A highly unpaid professional assistant of yours? Yes, sir. Ready to go to work.
And we have tonight two special guests from the Ukraine. We have, and I'm hoping I don't destroy your names, fellas, but Ivan Bezostenko, is that right? Ivan?
Ivan
Belostenko, and here we go. Pastor Gennady Mohikaninko.
Hello, brothers. I'm here.
Okay. Did I pronounce your last name?
This is so difficult for American. Pastor from Ukraine, Gennady.
All righty. Okay, well, it is really good to have you fellas here with us tonight. And so we're gonna get into our scripture because it's going to go along with what's happening. You know, we've been dealing with government, you know, what God has given us. Maybe we should go there instead. When God gave us the divine institution of human government, he gave us that during the Noahic covenant. And he made 5 points, fellas, very, very clear. Joe, let's just go there tonight, okay? And those 5 points in Genesis chapter 9, in fact, Joe, if you wanted to go to Genesis 9, maybe we'll just pick it up right there.
Okay.
Because we're living in a time where everything has been reduced, it's been corrupted. Here in America, we do not have legitimate government, like you folks there where you're at. Our government here has been given over. It has been compromised in every single area. And in that Noahic covenant, God made it very clear. Joe, I'll tell you what, read verses 1 through 7.
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Every morning, every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh, with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat, and surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein.
Okay, and then God spake to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, and of the fowls of the cattle, and of the every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood, neither shall there be any more a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass that when I bring a cloud over the earth, and that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall be no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it. That I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Now, fellows, here, God made 5 points in that covenant. The very first two was to who he was making a covenant with. That was all mankind for perpetual generations, an everlasting covenant, okay? The second was the intent. The intent was, verses 1 through 4, man was to govern for God. Man was to govern for God. And then we get to the third, and this is the most important. The third point was the purpose, the entire purpose of divine human government. I'm talking about legitimate government. And I'm talking about for all nations all over the entire planet. The entire purpose was to preserve the image of God, that being man. And that's where you got the statue of the death penalty. And surely your life thereof, which is in the blood. No, and surely your life, and surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hand of every beast will I require it. The hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And you be fruitful and multiply and bring forth abundantly earth. So God gave us that command. That wasn't a suggestion, 3 times to be fruitful and multiply, but the entire purpose of divine human government is to preserve the image of God, that being man. And so here, this is where we're living in a day. And by the way, the fourth point of that was by the means which man was to govern for God. The means by which man was to govern for God was God's laws, God's statutes, God's ordinances, God's commands, God's promises, God's testimony, God's judgments, God's precept. And you find all of that in 119th Psalm. I mean, it's like there's no stuttering. It's very, very clear cut. And the fifth point was this, that all nations and all people that would be in line with the first 4 points, those that would be in obedience and in line with the first 4 points, would be at peace and not at war with God. Well, I don't see too many nations today that are at peace with God. And so this brings us to where we're at today, what's happening there. We're living in America, which is a very corrupt. America used to be a good nation. She was great because she was good. But she's gone bad. She's bleeding. She's hurt. And she's gone bad. We've had wicked people. I mean extremely wicked people. Right now, today in the White House, we got a pedophile in there, a man who there's not, you know, just came out just yesterday and said, you know, it should be up to whoever decides whether or not to kill the child, to abort the child, means to kill the child. Do you understand that? You see, he says it should be up to whoever needs to decide. God has decided that. God has decided that that wicked little man in the White House is not only evil, not only wicked, but he's a liar. And and every time he gets in there and speaks, he lies. And here, you know, Pastor, do you know where does judgment begin, Pastor Gennady?
Sorry, brother. My English is not enough for so seriously questions, maybe. But I understood all what you say about government and about God's image. And for me, now I have so crazy story in my country, you know, because the war came in my home. My city, Mariupol, in Ukraine, completely destroyed, and maybe 20, maybe 30,000 people was killed in my city, Mariupol, Ukraine. And this is an example how it works when some people in government think they can do everything what they want. They want to kill, they came and start killed. Children, women, and 1,000 people. And this is really crazy, crazy story when people say, no, God's decision, my decision will work here. And they have so big mistake. Yeah, exactly.
Well, the problem we have, okay, again, in this world is people have forgotten their God. They have forgotten their God. And here in America, again, it's really bad now. In the Ukraine and your government was just as corrupt as ours. In fact, they were basically using your government to launder money. And we pray for the people of the Ukraine. And just like the people in Russia, not the government, the people in Russia, they don't want that war no more than the people in Ukraine want that bloody war. They would, and many of them have relatives in the Ukraine. And, you know, and here in America, you know, we could be right on the brink of a civil war in this country because, like the Lord Jesus said, he said, I've come to turn father against son and mother against daughter. It's because of those that are saved, the children of God, the elect, and the Democrats in this country, which have gone totally away from the Word of God, who have forgotten their God and rejected God, and they want to embrace everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls evil and calls sinful. And here in your country, out there where you're at, you're going through a really rough time, and we're going to be continually praying for you out there. What is it? Can you tell the people out there what it is that you need to help you? Because I know that you've been risking your life to save the elderly and to save children, women and children and the elderly, to getting them out of Mariupol since the whole start of this war. And is the complete city gone now?
No. Inside my city, we have, inside all of my country, have fighting right now. Yesterday, huge Russian rockets came to many cities, and we did it every day. Russia killed many, many people in different cities in my country. They sent huge rockets and killed us. But in my city, Mariupol, east part of Ukraine, this is more tragical story right now because 70 days Russian soldier killed people inside Mariupol every day. And they completely destroyed Mariupol. It was big, amazing city, one of the biggest cities in my country. And I was born there. I was grown there. This is my city. But they came and destroyed 95% building completely. And too much people was killed. Nobody knows how many. Maybe 20,000, maybe 40,000, maybe 50,000. The people's body was on the street everywhere. Killed people, killed children, killed women, and old people, so many. And right now, inside city, we have maybe 100,000 people who can't, refugee, who can't run away. And Russia stopped them. Russia don't give them chance to go out for safety place. And they don't give them chance to sit inside buses, inside convoy, and go out. And they just took them inside city and like slavery, like in destroyed city. No water, no electricity, no food, nothing. And every day, huge air bombs. They use air bombs, artillery, mortars every day. This is real genocide in 21st century in Europe. Real genocide. This crazy KGB guy, Mr. Putin, he has stupid ideas. He can do everything. And I want to say big thanks for people from all world with us right now, because we're never thinking, we're a very peaceful nation. We're never thinking about something like this can be reality for us.
Well, you know, before this whole thing started, they kept telling us, we kept hearing that this won't even last a week. Russia will come in and Russia will completely and totally devastate. It won't last a week. But now it's been, you know, what is it, about 2 months since it started. And what has happened, it looks like Ukraine is holding their own against these huge Russian forces. And so where do you see it going from here?
I think one of the more important points, people must understand this war, this is not civil war inside Ukraine. It's not war about language. It's not war about oil. It's not war about money or territory. This is the war about freedom. This is the war about religion freedom, especially. Because my country was a part of former Soviet Union where people was completely slave for government. And now when my country, Ukraine, say goodbye for Soviet time, Soviet ideology, this Mr. Putin and his the leaders of his country, they want to stop us. Now we have freedom in Ukraine like never before in through all our history. We never had religion freedom. Just last some years, we start be real. We can preach gospel everywhere. Not the government don't stop us. Don't. But now when we start our way to freedom. That guy came and killed us. This is fighting about freedom, about religion freedom, especially because you know in Russia have church, Moscow Orthodox Church, completely KGB system. This is not real church. This is KGB system.
Yeah, I know that. I know that for sure. Yeah, we had we were supporting a Baptist college there, university in Moscow, and that's what they were all telling us, that the KGB was in the Russian Orthodox Church, but the pastors there told us that it wasn't, they didn't fear the KGB, they feared the Russian Orthodox Church. And There was a couple attempts on the lives of some of our pastors that were over there by the Russian Orthodox Church. And so what do you think about Putin? Do you think Putin is demonically possessed?
I'm absolutely sure about it. This guy follows 100% demonic idea. Putin's father and Putin's grandfather was KGB guys. And they have that empire spirit, demonic empire spirit. They killed people so easy, thousands of people. It's like game for them. They can kill anybody. He killed his opposition. He killed journalists. He killed people around him who can say true. And he completely stopped freedom inside Russia. And now he starts this huge war in Ukraine and sent huge rocket inside cities and killed people. This is unbelievable. And I want to say real big thanks for everybody from United States and from other countries who pray with us and who stay with Ukraine. Because now my city is like Russian hell. They call this Russian world, Russian, but we call this racism, like fascism. Racism. This is really demonic strategy. You can't understand what happened because people, can you imagine your city without building? Every building fire destroyed through huge bombs. Can you imagine your city when you go on the street and many people's body everywhere? My city now looks like cemetery, huge cemetery. They torture people. Russian soldiers torture people. They rape people. They killed people so easy. It's unbelievable. We really need miracle from God for staying with freedom. We're fighting for freedom right now. Like United States, you know, your country had that story, the fighting about freedom, about independence. And now my country paid the price. I like that sentence. American people say freedom is never free. Right now my country paid huge, terrible price for freedom. But we will do it. We pray. We stand against Russian army, and we will have victory for my nation.
All right, we'll be praying with you. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was listening, this Pastor Joe, if people would go to the London Daily Mail, the dailymail.co.uk, Daily Mail there in London, that paper, it shows the pictures of Mariupol. It shows what the pastor's talking about, the absolute destruction. It shows pictures of the old people that are trapped in wheelchairs, and they were trying to carry them out of the rubble, out of the... A lot of them were underground under this steel plant, and there's articles showing how they're bombing it with thermobaric bombs, warheads. And the headlines, Hell on Earth, and it shows the cruise missiles raining down in Mariupol. It's totally unreal, but over here our news does not give us this kind of news or pictures, so you have to go to the London Daily Mail to see the truth and see what's really going on there in Ukraine.
Well, you know, let me ask you, brother, what is it that we can do to help you out? I mean, I know that we've got all kinds of different groups that are sending food and supplies. And I know that, you know, of course, you know, our southern border is wide open. But, you know, you folks from the Ukraine, I know that you know, you can come straight on in here to America. But what is taking place? What is it that we can do for you to help you out there?
It's not easy. Not easy way for this, because maybe 6 million people my country now refugee. All so many people don't have home. For example, my home. I have 35 adopted children in my family through 20 years, and we never had good home with my family. Too much adopted children. Never follow me. Nobody needs adopt 35 children. My adopted children, they was homeless before. And they dream about home. When we build, step by step, many years, we build good home. But right now, Russian soldier came, and all my family, all my church, all my friends, must refugee from Mariupol. And now Russian soldier sleep in my bed. Russian soldier, Russian killers, they sleep in my children's room. And millions of people now refugee. 100,000 soldiers staying. I'm a chaplain also. Every day I work for soldier. We help them. We pray with them. We help them. And we try give them more spiritual power for this fighting against evil Russian intervention. It's not easy way. They killed many of my friends. They killed one of my daughter. I had 35 adopted children, but some weeks ago, they killed one of my adopted daughter. She was growing my family from 10. She was an amazing girl. And Russian tanks destroyed her home. And just some days ago, I understood how it happened in detail. And the neighbors get the peace of my daughter. Her body was completely cut like piece of meat. She was orphaned. She came to my home when she was 10. And this is what they did with many, many thousands of people just in my city. Maybe it's 30,000-40,000. And we don't have easy questions how people can help. First point, pray. We really need miracle from that. Really huge, big miracle from my God. Pray about it. And thanks for all what you can do. American humanitarian help. Donation for many Ukrainians, church who now have crazy story. My church building in the center of city, in the center of Mariupol, on the basement, we had like shelters, and 500 women and children would stay there months without food, without water, without electricity, very cold. It's unbelievable, but this is our reality. And we evacuate people from Mariupol. It's so huge risk. But my team evacuate more than 1,000 people. Every nations evacuate 100 people just 2 days ago from Mariupol. All United Nations, huge organization with so many money, they evacuate 100 people. Just my team evacuate more than 1,000. And every time, this is huge risk for us. People go under shooting, go under mortars and the artillery and for save one more people. Please pray. Please stay without us. Please give up your voice against Russian interventions and help Ukraine how it's possible.
We will do that. And here, you know, I have like a website, but I mean, if we sent money, I mean, to you, how would you get it? That's the problem. And you'd have to be able to get food and buy food, but there's probably not available. I know that there's food and things being brought in there. I don't know.
We have in Russian occupied territory, we have a big problem. But when you territory which Ukraine control, we have we have food and we can buy food, we can buy medicine, and we buy it here and try help with food for people in directly in front line. Just yesterday, I go to front line with my team, and we bring many food for all people who live directly in zero line and fighting around them, and we give them food, we bring them some medicine. And today I will do also, like, we can buy food here in Ukraine territory. We can buy medicine and go directly to people who need it.
Is there any way, Pastor, we can get aid directly to you? Is there some place we can send?
Yeah, Joe, I just had that here. That's what I'm trying to bring up right now. Here you go. Let me see if I can bring this up. Okay, it's Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go. Help Ukraine Christians fighting on the front lines. The number one free Christian fundraising site. Okay, that's Give, Send, Go, and the site is https://, givesendgo.com, Ukraine, let me see here, if I'm trying to get the rest of it, it's trying to take off on me on this smart aleck phone I have. Again, it's givesendgo.com/ Ukraine. Thank you.
Pastor Ernie, it's Ukrainian Christians. Ukrainian Christians.
Okay.
Ukrainian
and
Christians.
For Pastor,
yeah.
Yes, and for Pastor Gennady, you can follow him on Facebook, and in every post there's details for, you know, for bank transfer. But you can also go to Republic, all in one word, Republic Pilgrim. Pilgrim is spelled PILGRIM.org. So that's republicpilgrim.org. And you can switch to English there, and there's a donate section, and there's all kinds of options for folks in U.S. It's very easy to, you know, to send money to them and support them in that way.
Yeah, we will be sending something from our church here. I'm going to make sure we can get something done tomorrow as soon as I get the ladies in the office. We got to get you some help there.
Right. I couldn't follow. I got the Republic, but I could not get the rest of that. Can you repeat that? If I can't write it, a lot of our listeners can't either.
Yeah, it's Republic. Pilgrim.org, and Pilgrim is spelled PILGRIM.org.
Okay, .org.
RepublicPilgrim.org.
Pilgrim.org, got it.
Okay.
Republic Pilgrim, this is the name of my orphanage. This is the biggest children rehab center former Soviet Union. More than 4,000 homeless children go through this project. We call this the country for homeless, former homeless children, Republic Pilgrim. But can you imagine right now some of boys who was growing that in my orphanage some of them now soldier. Some of my sons right now soldiers. They stay in front line and have a huge risk every day. We don't grow them for war. We are a peaceful nation. We're never thinking about war can be reality. I read the books about war. My grandfather told me about war, about Second World War. But can you imagine when Hitler came to my city, he stayed in Mariupol. His soldier was in Mariupol 2 years, and they killed 1,000 people in my city through 2 years. Hitler's soldier through 2 years killed 10,000 people in Mariupol. But can you imagine, Russian soldier now came to my city, and just 2 months there, they killed maybe 40,000 people, and they completely destroyed all city through 2 months. It's more and more than Hitler soldiers did it. This is our reality right now. And my sons now on the army, some of my adult sons, my youngest sons, adopted sons, and they work like volunteers and help people in Ukraine. Now all my nations have so big challenge. But it's the good point is all my nation now, my president, he was not Christian guy. He was just from show business guy. Very good, very kindly, but show business guy. Cynical, humor. But now he pray like leader, like nation leader. He pray for God about my country, and all country pray right now. I hope we will have enough power for stop this Russian intervention.
Well, let me ask you this, because I know that within Russia, there's a lot of dissidents. People don't like this. There's a lot of Russians have relatives in Ukraine, and they don't like this. And I know that there's been a couple instances over in Russia where they've had some of their power plants have been bombed and set on fire, or whatever. Do you think that there might be a revolution in Russia? Do you think the Russian people might rise up and put Putin down, or does Putin have such a hold, an iron hold upon the people that they dare not try?
I hope Russia. I love Russian people. I'm ethnically Russian. This is so strange, but I'm ethnically Russian. My mother was born in Russia. My father was born in Russia. I speak Russian language, and I never had one problem with that. And I hope Russian people can wake up and change their government and stop this war. But it's not so easy, because Putin, KGB, this is KGB system. And can you imagine if people in Russia just go on the street and say one word, they say no war, arrested. So quickly, just some seconds later, just say no war, and this is the criminal. You say no war. If you say something against Russian intervention in Ukraine, you are a criminal man. It's unbelievable. But praise the Lord, we have many people in Russia who say no, guys. This is stupid idea. Killed people and get. Occupied territory and killed people in other country around us. I hope in one day we will see Russian people wake up and will change their country, their government. But it's not easy way, because their country also never had freedom. There was slavery all history. Government control everything. Government killed people. government killed opposition, and they never had freedom experience. When perestroika came 30 years ago, when Soviet Union was destroyed, they had just short freedom. And very quickly, Soviet KGB system back and start control everything in Russia. But I hope, I pray about Russia. I pray about Russian people, and I hope they can change situation inside their country and stop this war also.
Well, here, Pastor, in America, we too are in a battle, a war. It hasn't become a shooting war yet, but you have what they call the Democratic Party or the Progressive, and they're very communist. They're 100% communist, and our FBI now has become like the KGB. The FBI is very, very much like the KGB. They're trying to censor people. They're investigating people. They want to, but just like recently, they want to depopulate a lot of our country here and trying to force people to take the kill shots, what they call the vaccines, which we refuse to take because people are dying all over our country. Those that have taken the kill shots are dying from that. And we refuse to take that. So there's a big battle in this country, but what we call Democrats are trying to take away the freedoms. They just came up with a new department, what they call disinformation, which is it's censorship. It's like in the Soviet Union, like in Russia, where they censor you. The big tech, Facebook, Google, Twitter, they want to censor. You can't say anything against the Antichrist system. It's an Antichrist system. If God's word, the Bible, calls it a sin here, if God's word, the Bible, calls it a sin, they embrace it. They embrace it. They want to kill babies. They've passed here now in America. In a couple states, they passed laws that says you can kill your child up until 28 days after the child's born. You can kill it if you want. You can stab it to death. You can burn them up. Whatever you want to do, you got 28 days. It's real wicked. It's as wicked can possibly get here. We got these women who are there, these what they call pro-choice. They're very whorish. They're very whorish women. You've got the AG in New York, Attorney General. She came out today, and she said she's proud. She was proud that she killed her baby. This woman is unclean. God's word, the Bible, calls her not only unclean, but calls her wicked and evil to the core. That woman, that Attorney General of New York, is going to burn in hell forever unless that wicked woman repents of that evil wickedness. She's as unclean can get. So that's what we're up against here in America. And what we're going to probably have in America is what's taking place in Ukraine soon, because we're on a precipice. We're heading towards a bloody civil war. Now, in America, Pastor, we're very well armed. For years and years, they've tried to take our guns away, but we've fought it. We would not allow them. In America, we're very well armed. And what happens if it comes to like what's taking there? You've got over 300 million, and we know that we have probably 50 million people in this country that will get out, and they'll fight if they have to. And so we're up against what you guys are up against, the same kind of tyranny. It hasn't come to all-out shooting war yet, but they're trying to push that on us. So, did you get all that?
Yeah. Some years ago, I was in the United States, and some students from Seattle University, they saw the movie about me, and they invite me to their group, students from Seattle. And when they told me, Pastor, our teachers, our professor in Seattle University, completely communist. When they told me, I think, no, this is like joke. It's not possible. They kidding me. It's not possible. But they start told me, Pastor, it's not joke. Our teachers in university have completely Marxism idea, ideology. I can't believe, but now when I saw many trends in United States, I remember that talking with students. This is real big problem, and I must say we in Ukraine also must pray about America now, because your country, amazing country. I love your country. I was there sometimes, and I cross on the bicycle all United States before war in Ukraine. We finished the round the world bicycle tour with my adopted son. We promote adoption, and my last stage, the round the world tour, was from LA to Miami on the bicycle. I cross all world and especially United States. I love your country, but what I saw, this is real very dangerous way to the left idea, to the socialism, communism idea. I am afraid about your country also. And I must say for my brothers and sisters in the United States, please give up your voice. Stand together. Stop this left demonic trend. I hope you will do it. And America is an amazing nation. Very deep Christian story. And I hope you will do it and stop this left stupid idea.
Well, what we have too in this country, in China, I was listening to China where one of their professors was speaking to a huge crowd of their political students that were there for the political science and that. I mean, it was huge, and probably, I don't know, many thousand, and he was telling them, listen, we own America. Our people are in every high office in America. He was speaking about Joe Biden. He was speaking about Hunter Biden. He was speaking about these people that have taken tons and tons and tons of money from the Chinese. And Joe Biden now is trying to, in America, he's trying to reduce us to a third world status, to a third world status. What is, you know, the very first thing he did the first day in office is try to cut off all of our energy supplies, our gas and our oil. We were selling it to, we were exporting gas and oil all over the world. We've got just an unlimited supply of gas and oil underground, but he cut that off. Right now he's trying to cut the supplies of food. They're paying farmers not to grow food. And they want to, and they're burning down food processing plants here in America, at a rapid rate. They want to use food as a weapon against us here. And see, the Democratic Party is a communist party. It's every bit as much communist as Joseph Stalin. They're every bit as much communist as Joseph Stalin. And anybody and everybody that says that's not true is a liar. And there's not a bit of truth in them, not one bit. And so this is what we're up against. We see what's happening with you folks, and we know that unless God intervenes and our people raise up. But Pastor, let me ask you this, because, you know, here the Bible says that judgment begins in the house of the Lord, in God's house. And in that God's house, it starts in the pulpit. And in America, there's no place where our Lord has been more dishonored. There's no place where our Lord has been more dishonored than from the pulpits of what are supposed to be churches. You just have a very small percentage of actual real New Testament churches in America, and a very small percentage of those that are in the pulpit are actually saved. They're not. They're in many prosperity preachers. And you've got the apostate church, United Methodist, United, the church, the United Antichrist. You've got, you know, the Episcopal, many of these out here that have gone totally apostate, where they're embracing sodomy, they're embracing abortion, they're embracing pedophilia. Again, if God's Word, the Bible, calls it an abomination, they embrace it. They embrace it. And so that's where America's at. And we know that Jesus said the first time he preached it, repent or perish. We got to repent or perish. And this is what we're trying to do here in this country. We will do all that we can to help you folks there. And if you want to continue, you feel free to give us a continuous update here on our radio program. We're on from coast to coast. We're from the East Coast to the West. And we'll be glad to try to help you out as much as possible. So what do you see? What's happening there? What is your outlook for the very near future there where you're at?
I believe, I have a hope about my country through tragedy like Ukraine. I have a hope for good changes. I also hope about your country. I know now you have many crazy left in socialistic sense, but I hope the church can be reformed, change inside church, and God's Spirit give enough power for safe America, for clean America, for change many things inside your government and inside your culture. I real hope we will see. I have one of my favorite books. This is the Gilbert Chesterton, and he have one amazing book, it's not easy to tell English, but I tried. He about five times in history when church was go down, and he say many times in history we saw how church go down and how the demonic idea try get the church, but he say every time when we saw it, there something happened, and demonic idea fall down, but church renovate, refresh, back to truth, back to God and repentance. And I hope we will see it in the United States. We real need the world, real need old, strong America, our leader for democracy, our leader for, when I was a teenager, I hear Voice of America on the radio in Soviet time. When I was a teenager, I hear it was the voice of freedom. It was the voice of Christian. I hope your nation can be changed and be strong again. God bless America.
Amen. Pastor, just hold it right there because we're coming up to a break. when we come back from the break, would you like to take some phone calls? Okay. Hang tight. We're going to be back right after this. Got a whole lot more to go. Don't go away, folks. Be right back.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations
to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.